Welcome to the Love Holistic Living Podcast, your roadmap to heal and align mind, body, and soul and become intuitive through food, pleasure, and spirituality with your host and Italian friend, Sara Garofalo. Welcome back. This is season two. I'm so excited to be here. This is going to be the most fun season in the Love Holistic Living journey here so far, because I'm really, really excited. It's going to be all about spirituality and personal development, and I'm going to share with you everything that I've experienced, every tool I've tried to reconnect with myself, to find a greater purpose, to find more connection with my higher self, the universe, and what worked, what didn't work, what I recommend, what I don't recommend, what spiritual bypasses, what past lives are, and things like that. I am literally obsessed about spirituality. And if you are too, welcome to season two. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the 10 signs of why you're an empath. And if you don't know this yet, then make sure that you stick around, because this information completely transformed my life when I had my second spiritual awakening journey. I'm also going to share with you in the next episode what a spiritual awakening journey is. So stay tuned, because you may be going through it right now and you don't even realize that you're going through it. But before going into it, let me just give you a backup story, because I was born and raised in Italy. And even though I have a very passionate and fiery personality that was nurtured literally through food, through the culture, but also the way my parents really raised me, was to be this goal-driven, passionate woman. Like, I was always pushed, but I also had so much fun, into playing different sports, into music, into singing, into playing guitar, into many activities and experiences. But at the same time, I was shy. So I was very ambitious, but towards myself. And I was also a people pleaser. So there were different things, like opposite, that were inside of me, living in the same body. And I always felt like there was something wrong with me, because I was and ended up being a type A kind of woman. Like, I need control. I know that I can control the situation if I study all these things, if I apply myself. I was really, really good at school and really, really good at whatever I practiced. Yet I had a very sensitive heart, and I was also shy as a kid. And I tried to be by myself as much as possible to recharge my energy. And I was, you know, called too sensitive, too much, all of those things, right? So that conflict within myself made me feel like there was something wrong with me. And what ended up happening was that even though I was very sensitive and very spiritual since a very young age, because I was born with clairvoyance gift, like, which is the gift of seeing spirit, I didn't tell anybody. And I kept it a secret for many years, because come on, we're in Italy and people think you're crazy. And I kept it inside of me. And I was reading and researching all the spiritual books out there when I was 16, like at a very, very young age, because my soul wanted to evolve. My soul craved something more, yet I desensitized myself. And I made sure that my empathic qualities didn't prevail. But when I did that, I created a huge blockage in my system, because not allowing myself to love every part of me, the strong leader and then the sensitive empath, created this inner conflict that devoured me from the inside out and created this disconnection with my soul that spiraled into disconnection with the body, which was my years of chronic dieting. If you read my book at mangiacookbook.com, I explain that I had a major disconnection with my body, always seeking external validation. And at the same time, I ended up years later, you know, being continuing to be disconnected, but I ended up in abusive relationship that completely broke me down to the core. And the reason why I chose to experience that was because I didn't know myself enough. I didn't realize who I was. I didn't really have strong boundaries, standards. I was still a people pleaser. So a lot goes into being empathic. It's not just, oh, I'm sensitive. There is a whole huge cycle of life we as empath go through. And in another episode, I will explain this cycle of life we all go through to then find the reconnection with our truest soul desire and love ourselves for who we truly are and worship and honor every part of ourselves, from the body to the soul to the emotional sensitivity and so on. So, can you believe that I was called shy and all the teacher, everybody was like, she is always going to struggle to creating a successful business and being on camera every single day and not being afraid to speak up and to set strong boundaries and all of the beautiful things that come when you call your power back. So, for me, you know, I want you to know that reverse psychology really works with strong people because the more you tell me not to do something, the more I will master that thing. So use that to your advantage, but let's go into the 10 signs of being empathic or an empath. The first one is that the most classic one, you have been called too sensitive. So empathy is the ability to perceive other people's emotions and energies. Just by walking into a room, you can feel it all. You can read the room. You can read that person behind the words that they're using. That is true empathy. The being too sensitive, though, is always and most often felt like a curse, not a superpower. Because there is a lot going on with managing the gift of sensitivity that so many people try to numb with this connection with the body. So, like eating, like we see binge eating, we see chronic dieting, so that it keeps you distracted from perceiving the reality through your extreme sensitivity and/or using substances and/or alcohol or other drugs to numb that sensitivity. So that's what we see a lot when we are called too sensitive. It's kind of like the downfall because people think it's a curse and it's exhausting. And I'm telling you, it is. And it can be exhausting if you don't know how to manage it. So again, you just have to learn the system here. So the first trait is being highly sensitive. Connecting to other people's emotions. So, if a person walks in and she or he feels sad, you immediately feel it inside of your body. You feel it so deeply. And if someone tells you, like, hey, I don't want to hang out tonight, you take it personally. That is being very sensitive. Like, you think it's about you and you take it so deeply when in reality, it's not. Now, number two is you are extremely aware of yourself. So, self-awareness in an empath is huge because he or she is going to ruminate so much on a topic. Like, maybe you went out with a friend for coffee and maybe it didn't go so well, and you keep thinking about it to the point where you feel drained and exhausted. So, become aware of the fact that you're very self-conscious. This is a good trait because it showing the willingness to work on yourself, yet it can eat you up from the inside out. Then, trait number three is you are highly intuitive. Empaths are naturally very intuitive by nature, is their natural state, which means that their intuition is predominantly strong. And if they're willing to let intuition guide them, they can navigate life through intuition, through like business decisions and or dating decisions and or life events and situations. Elevate your wellness with the Blue Green Algae Superfood. A big thank you to one of our favorite sponsors, Salus Health, which is the reason why I feel so vibrant and healthy with boundless energy today. This Blue Green Algae Superfood is packed with nutrients and antioxidant, which has been a game changer for my well-being, and it will be for yours. It will help you boost your immunity, increase energy levels. It's a natural supplement for weight loss, enhance mental clarity, and it's rich in vitamins, minerals, essential amino acids, and superfood nourishes your body from the inside out. Don't forget to visit saluz.io. saluz.io. Again, saluz.io. And don't forget to use the code LOVEHOLISTIC to receive your initial 20% off your order and embrace the goodness, embrace life. But what happens oftentimes is that we get disconnected. We actually stop trusting ourselves because at a young age, someone told us to not trust ourselves. Like you may be experiencing this, or you may have experienced this where you were a kid and you're like, I feel this so deeply, or mommy, I had a vision. And then someone says, oh, stop it. Like, it's your imagination. And so we automatically stop trusting ourselves. Now, you may not remember when the disconnection happened, but I can assure you through all of the healing sessions that I perform in weeks and months and years, that is what's happening. And we want to reconnect at the same time. We want you to reconnect with your higher self and your intuitive gifts, because you naturally have them. And when you don't listen, well, then that's when you find yourself in trouble, or that's when you're like, darn it, I felt it inside. I just didn't follow through with that. And now I'm kind of like paying the price. Number four is large crowds are draining to you. And I didn't understand this at first. Why, when I went to a shopping mall or when I went to a concert or when I was always surrounded by people, I felt so drained afterwards and I was so, so damn tired. But I did realize that that was true and accurate when I started to understand my level of empathy, and everything started to make sense. So again, I wasn't aware of this because it's normal to go to concert, to school, to work, to be around people. Yet I felt like I was lifting weights every single day, and I was working in, you know, minors. I was working like so hard on my body. And I was like, well, maybe I just went into an office and just stared at the computer. I felt so drained. So realizing that being with people all day, like, especially like, let's take the example of a hospital, to me is draining. Like, I can't do that. Even when, for example, the school business, I tried all of these different things to realize that, oh my God, draining for me. And it might not be true for you, and or it might be your passion, yet you're an empath. That's a totally different story. But just be aware of that, because an empath has the ability to be a sponge, which means that you attract, you see energies, you feel energies, you attract energies. Yet the sponge in you is the mechanism that absorbs everything around you. So if you don't have a protection mechanism in place, then you are going to run into severe chronic issues. So strong boundaries, strong protection. And in the next few episodes, I will have and share the tools to protect your energy. Number five, your nerves are easily jarred by smells and or noises and or loud, you know, talking, which means that your nervous system can't really take it. Can't take it all in. You get excited easily. You get overstimulated easily. You are sensitive to, again, smells, to odors, to noises, to loud people talking and to big energies. And what you crave the most is this safety peace, this calmness and groundedness in your environment and or relationship that is going to keep you feeling safe. Now, you can create this at any point in time. Don't ever doubt for a second that you can't be safe. The first safety piece here is in your body, and you must be so at peace and safe within yourself so that nobody else can take that away from you. Number six is you have been told you take things too personally, and I think I mentioned it before, but again, empaths can ruminate for so many hours and days on one simple thing, when in reality, our lesson is to detach and to say, okay, I'm letting go. Okay, I am not going to think about this because maybe I need to seek an explanation. So don't take, this is the first rule, don't take anything personally and realize that a person has its own triggers and reasons why they acted or said something. So always seek explanation from a compassionate heart. Number seven is you require time alone to revive, especially in nature. So this is the connection between nature, because your electromagnetic field, like your aura, your being, your nervous system need, they all need this one thing. They all need connection with nature to ground themselves back up, to discharge the energies and release them into the universe, into Mother Nature, and getting recharged back up. It's like the battery of your phone. I go on to so many one-on-one sessions and the person is drained. And I tell them, we can't really move into the healing unless we recharge the battery here. And so I then create a vessel in which I charge people's energy. But obviously, I can't charge you every day. So why don't you take 15, 30 minutes a day to plant your feet on the ground and make that connection? A lot of the times I hear this. I hear the story of a potential client or a client, and they say, well, when I was younger, I used to work and live on a farm, and I was good, because that is your element. You were connected to nature every single day. Then you go to college, you perform another job, you work in an office, and suddenly that grounding piece is not there anymore. You may not realize this, but if you just add that into back into your life, everything is going to start to feel more balanced. Okay. And again, it's super, super helpful in discharging energies. Number eight, you get anxious when people raise their voice and or yell and or are angry or sad. So that is because you're so empathic that you get anxious when someone is confrontational to you, has a strong energy, is not respecting you, and that can actually put you in a fight or flight state. To actually, that's going to push you into withdrawal syndromes, so disconnection and shutdown. When you get this discomfort, it's like the safety piece. Do you remember? It's when someone has a strong energy and or is not respecting and or yelling, then you get into shutdown mode. It's the overstimulation of your nervous system that is absolutely crucial for you to master, because otherwise you can just go on empath's overload, empath's exhaustion every single week. And that's not healthy, because then it's going to manifest into the physical and you're going to see a chronic health issue showing up. And believe me when I tell you that I've watched my Italian mom suffer from chronic issues way before I was born and then after, because of this reason. And she never took the empathy so seriously. She never, it's not part of her path to go beyond the 3D world, the consciousness that she was born with. So it's okay. But I've watched that happened under my eyes, and I realized that in order to up level, I needed to become more self-aware, learn to protect my energies, learning to create safety and all of those beautiful things. Another thing, number nine, is you always plan an exit. So because you get very overwhelmed, you may say yes to everything, so people pleasing, which is actually trait number 10. But because of this, you try to escape when you feel completely overwhelmed, like your smooth exit in overwhelming sensation and overwhelming situations, social situations. So sometimes you may have been hearing people calling you're socially awkward. Well, let me tell you this, you may be, but there is a reason why. And don't ever let people tell you who you are and what you should do unless they understand the level of empathy. And again, unfortunately, there are only 20% of empaths out in the world. So the majority of people, so the 80% of the population, will not be able to understand you, period. So that is your choice. You can keep going and try to explain this to everybody, or you can just know who you are and act accordingly. And number 10 is your people pleaser. Because of the lack of strong boundaries, because you feel everyone's emotions. So you feel if you say no, that person is going to feel really sad. So you don't want to feel sad. So you say no. Because of your natural empathic qualities, you feel everybody's emotions. So when someone is asking you a question and you don't want to go, let's just say, you say no to that person. But you also feel their sadness. So you don't want to feel sadness. So then you ended up saying yes because you don't want to be rejected. You don't want to feel their pain, their sadness, their disappointment. And that is going to go into toxic patterns here because people pleasing is you abandoning yourself at the expenses of someone else's energy. And at some point, it's going to burn you in the back, you know where. Like it's going to burn you. So either you can continue to be burned out, or you can establish strong, effective, loving boundaries. It's not going to be happening overnight, stopping all of this cycle, all of these people pleasing tendencies. But if you work on them every single day, every occasion you have to practice, it's going to make a huge difference in who you're becoming and the people you're attracting in your life. So these are the 10 traits of empathy, primarily. I mean, there is more. I'm curious to know if you're one. I'm curious to know which one you identify most with. And don't forget to leave a review. And I'll see you in the next episode. And a big ciao.